It's the 14th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough Council recently hosted a flood forum to discuss flood risk management. Included in the discussions were councillors, residents, the Environment Agency, Anglian Water, the Internal Drainage Boards and the National Farmers Union and high-risk flood insurer Flood RE. Important conversations took place on flood risks, preparedness and available resources with advice on prevention, emergency response and support from local authorities. Bedford Mayor Tom Wootton said, "This forum is about bringing us all together, residents, community groups and key organisations, so we can better understand the risks we face and what we can do to be as best prepared as possible." The council says it will continue working with partners and flood groups to improve readiness and provide essential information for residents. The King's Arms Project's Bedford Winter Night Shelter, which operates only over the winter months beginning in December, will close on the 11th of March. The shelter, which provides a warm morning and evening meal as well as a packed lunch for those who are vulnerable, has also offered 20 bed spaces at their 56 Harper Street address. The project is run by volunteers and relies on donations from the community. Ministry of Justice data show a slight decrease in assaults at HMP Bedford. 289 incidents of assault were recorded in the year to September, only one less than the previous period. National Prison Safety across England has been blamed on staff shortages and unsafe conditions. Bedford Prison reported no serious assaults on staff and prisoner self-harm incidents were reduced by 155 to 378. Prison unions and advocates say the issues are linked to funding cuts and overcrowding, urging government action to improve safety and rehabilitation. The University of Bedfordshire recently placed first in the People and Planet University Green League. People and Planet are among the largest student environmental campaigning organisations in the country. The award recognises the continued commitment from students and staff towards environmental sustainability and ethical practices. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.